Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Vinny, it's a big day.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
We're
all well aware. We all got the memo this morning.
A four-year-old and a severely pregnant woman back at home.
She's severely pregnant.
I had to get all that stuff straightened out before I could go.
Can I leave with you this severely pregnant?
That's just so much stuff going on. We had to get the car yesterday, the one that got hit by the guy. And
Did you already get the Honda Pilot?
Yes, she's driving that.
You already have that. Mm-hmm. But you had to pick up the Mercedes.
The car that had been smashed, yes. Deal with the insurance. You know, when you get in an accident and it's not your fault, you're like, all right, well, you know, accidents happen. But then the pile of crap and the amount of phone calls, and it's cool, they pay you for, you know, whatever damage is done, but there should be time spent dealing.
Yeah. Yes.
Fee.
My hourly rate.
There really should be.
Right.
So anyway, we had to deal with that yesterday.
I'm dealing with a severely pregnant woman. You think I had time for this?
That girl
is very inconvenient.
Cannot get comfortable.
Oh, poor thing.
She wanted to be pregnant at 40.
Right.
Which I imagine, I'm only guessing, but I am guessing that it's harder at 40 than it is at 20.
Probably. My guess is you're right. That's where the severely comes in.
Yep.
Oh, still, so, the last month is no joke.
Yeah.
There's just no getting around it. You're carrying a person in you.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, yes.
They're annoying. And just when you lay down to go to sleep, that's when they wake up. Oh, you're not lulling me with your movements anymore?
Yeah.
I guess I'll just keep you up all
well,
night.
Well, you know, and this is the thing, though. It's, she wanted a kid.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yep. You gave it to her.
This is her blessing.
So giving.
So enjoy your blessing.
Yes.
I mean, I'm enjoying it too.
Sure,
but,
of course. You just don't have to carry it.
But I did. I don't want to say beg, but I argued against being,
one is a great number.
Being pregnant again.
Two is a great number too. You're still man on man.
Not argued, but debated. Made strong points repeatedly.
Sure. Played devil's advocate.
Yes.
As you do.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm.
You're excellent at that game.
Well, I'm good at a couple things. Not many, but a couple.
That's one of them.
Anyway, so yeah, I just had to get all that straightened out.
Yeah. Now you're free.
Now I'm free.
To just enjoy today.
Well,
tomorrow.
I'm going to, right. You know what's weird, though? I thought about this last night as I was packing my, you know, overnight bag.
Oh, because, right, you had to get packed. I'm
going
to go
done.
Home. Yeah, I'm going to go home and pack.
I left this morning, and I'm done.
You're not going back till tomorrow.
Right. So as I was packing, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and get a workout in, and I'm going to...
They have a good gym there, right?
They do, but you know what I realize is by the time we get up there and get settled, we really are just basically meeting for dinner, and then...
Oh, you'll be up there early. Like, I'm not even going to get up there probably till, I would think, 3 o'clock at the earliest. You'll be up there. You'll have plenty of time
we'll
for
see,
workout.
But
then.
It still goes fast. My
it
point
does,
being
yes.
that, yes, then we have dinner, then we go do the podcast, then we go to the pool party. Boom, day gone.
Right, go to bed, wake up, do the
it's
live.
A blur. It goes by very quickly.
It does. There are no more tickets. Into the live secret show. Yeah, Oh, by the way, Yuzi's already up in Sonoma preparing for our arrival. You know, she's got to lay out the red carpet, get the rose petals,
right?
Make sure all our rooms are acceptable, and I don't know whatever treats she's going to put in there.
Yes, Sarah.
So Are we? I forgot what I was going to ask you now.
You were going to say, are we out of tickets? And the answer is yes, but we still have four humongous contests today, everybody.
Oh, we do?
So stay tuned. They're all on your show sheet.
Yeah, but I'm looking at you. Aren't you?
Oh, you
mentioned
me
you? Sure,
6
tell
o'clock.
Me.
We got. We're just announcing this. It's going to happen in 15 minutes. Oh. 21 pilots.
Oh. That was just announced this morning, huh?
Well, we're about to, yeah.
Oh, so we haven't announced it yet? All right. So tuned for big announcement at 6, everybody.
And then 7, we're going to do, I guess she's a comedian on SNL.
Melissa Villaseñor.
Yes.
You like her?
Yeah, she's fine. She's one of the members of the SNL troupe. She seems to be fitting right in.
She's the cream of the
crop? I would not say that she's one of the big, you know, how there's usually sort of the principal characters on SNL.
I hate to say it, but she's quietly famous because I've never heard of her.
Yeah, you'd have
never
to.
Never heard of her.
Literally, the only place I've ever seen her is on SNL.
But that's.
And I think she's one of the featured players.
If
not
you're
one of
a
the,
comedian and you make it to SNL, you made it.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It's great. I mean, we're probably going to hear more from her in the future.
But in my life, Eddie Ift is more famous than Melissa Villaseñor, and yet, you know, I think Eddie would kill somebody to get on SNL,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Especially at this point. Well, now that he's got his teeth fixed, maybe he can. What? His teeth are fixed.
Do you look at his Instagram feed?
Yes, I do.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. Listen, I'm one of Eddie's biggest fans. I've loved that guy for, I don't even know how long we've known him for now.
You know what?
15 years?
Yeah, he started with, it must have been when Mike was here because I met him.
Oh, you didn't meet him before that?
After.
Oh.
Like he was already, you guys already had history when I met him.
Well, no, he was definitely on a lot when No Name was here, but you, I could have sworn that it was even before that, but yeah.
I thought Maddie's the one that showed us who he was.
Oh, you know what? I bet you that's true. So
anyway, then Maddie we connected and we've become very good friends. He surfs and we have that in common.
And you both have two daughters, one on the way.
Each and one on the way. We're actually right on almost the same timeline.
Right.
Old dudes with young kids.
Adorable. Durr. And gorgeous wives.
So we'll never get to retire.
Oh, well. Don't worry about it. It's work, work, work.
I think Eddie's wife is rich, so he's okay.
I think she is, too.
She is?
I think she is, actually.
They've got that giant house in Malibu, and she's a member of the Soho House in Malibu. And
really?
And she makes jewelry for
I don't know what that is, but it sounds fantastic. The Soho House.
Yeah,
it sounds fancy. I'm not supposed to say this, but...
All right.
But say it!
Let's hear it!
There's a really famous musician that attends the school that Eddie's kid attends.
Oh, who?
Well, I don't want to. I mean, if you just.
Well, they live in Malibu. I mean, it could be anyone.
If you randomly guess the person.
Dave Grohl's kid.
No, it's. She was a judge on one of the shows. I don't want to give away too much.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez's kids.
Katy Perry.
No.
Mariah Carey's kids.
No.
Oh, Nicki Minaj's kids.
Who's the kook?
Paula Abdul's kid.
No.
Oh.
What? Who is on the other
Anyways.
Ellen DeGeneres is good.
So Eddie and his wife are at this chick's house like once or twice a year because she invites every kid from the school.
Just tell us who it is.
I can't.
Why?
You're breaking the...
Is it American Idol, though?
Is it American Idol? Which
Or is it The Voice?
Gwen Stefani.
No.
Oh.
A judge on which show? Who?
Christina Aguilera.
I don't want to say any names.
So it's Christina. It's Christina Aguilera's kid. Well, that's good. It's great. She seems like she's getting her ass together.
Yeah.
So they're friends with Christina Aguilera, huh?
I guess. Well,
good
I'm just
them.
Saying they run in some pretty ridiculous circles.
Sure.
But
that's
I think
good.
It's because she's loaded. But
well,
also, really
they live, you know, where all the stars live.
Well,
but
I can tell you that as we were discussing the having a second kid, you know, as I'm pushing 50, I was like, look, you know, radio at best is thin ice, and here you are, a working woman. I may be running the kids back and forth to school, and you may be trying to climb back up that ladder. It'll be fine. You're doing great. You'll be fine. I'm like, all right. People never listen.
No.
Right about that.
Well, they don't listen unless it's what they want to hear. As soon as it starts being what they don't want to hear, they start not listening to it. But that's just humans. It's fun to be a human.
It's
you know?
Right, but when I'm retired at 60, when we're done and we've tapped out, I'm going to be like, I told you, dude. Mm. I told you. So and yes.
So we're retiring when
I don't
you're
know. 60? I don't know, but I'm just saying.
I thought we were going to have to go longer because you were having this new kid.
But I'm telling you, the
I feel like we could go until your kids are in college. We'll be like 70.
I'm not
It'll
trying
be
to
fine.
Get out of it. I'm just telling you that if it ends short, these were actual conversations where I was like, look, are you sure you want to do this? Because you will be the cleanup crew there at the end.
You're the young
financially,
one.
Financially, you and Salesforce are going to be the...
Salesforce is like, what? I didn't sign up for this. Supporting your family.
Yeah, you did. Mm. Anyway, good for Eddie that he's got a rich wife. That's nice.
I know.
That's got to feel good to know that you don't have to think twice about...
I think he does still have to think twice. I think she has him on an allowance because you remember the whole trouble with the bingo bus?
Well, he was spending like a lunatic to get that thing
he
on the road
out
and
his
then
credit
it
cards,
broke.
And oh my God, it broke so many times. So they had to add like the towing and mechanics bills onto everything else.
Well, he got it back. Actually, are they in Washington right now?
No, I was looking at his stories. It's hard to know exactly where he is.
D.C.?
No. They had this. It's he did this Bingle Fest, and it was
The one in Seattle, yes, or near there.
Yeah, in Washington, it was centered around the Bingle Bus and the podcast he does. But they were doing this at some campsite up there.
People could buy a ticket
and
to spend.
I thought
a
it was in July.
You know, I think you're right. It was last time we saw him. It was right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I wonder how that's going. I wonder if it's like Fire Festival.
No.
Dude, Fire Fest.
Well, you know, he didn't seem to know all the answers to the questions we had about this supposed festival that he was planning. It was like, well, there's going to be weed and people are renting things. And it just didn't sound like, I'm going to do a set. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to barbecue for everybody. Like, I'm not sure.
And everyone was staying in tree houses, right? Or
It was like something that they stumbled across the first mission across.
I think he oversold it. Like, people are going to be like 12 to a tree house or something. It didn't sound well organized. I'll be interested to hear how
that
goes.
Oh, wow, look at that.
What is it?
I looked up Eddie Ift.
We can call him this morning if you want.
Well, will he have service at the... Yeah, call him.
All right.
See if you can get him on the line.
Edward Charles Ift?
Edward Charles? God, okay. He sounds so regal. Ooh, Edward Charles Ift.
This isn't going to work. Whatever. I'll find it later.
Well, hopefully we're going to get him on the line.
Okay, that'll be
fun.
They're
trying to call him right now.
Are they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Who's they?
Hooman is making our intern move over so he can get back into his regular seat. Okay. Happy hump day.
So what's going on with you? What did you do yesterday? I know that, like, the new fascination for myself and other coworkers is, now that the backyard's done, what will Sarah do?
Sarah still does not know what she will be doing.
So any minute now, some other part of the house. Will you wreck a piece of the house so that you have something to fix?
I won't wreck a piece.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I mean, we do have more stuff, but honestly, at this point, we're trying to, like, financially recover. Like, we've been paying that contractor for a long time, and it's going to be really nice to not have a dude on the payroll.
Does he now look at his books and go, okay, I have to go
Oh, he's got, believe me, that dude is not hurting for work.
Oh, he's all good.
He's super stoked that our job is over. Because he has just people grabbing. He would be like, I can't come today until noon. I got to go in the morning and help do this other thing. And been putting people off. So it's just going to be. So we're going to try and enjoy it. I sat outside for a long time yesterday just enjoying it.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
I
tried to,
like,
really specifically say, I'm enjoying it. I'm walking around enjoying it.
Credit to you.
Thank you.
I'm not really good at that. Last night, the missus was in the backyard in a chair. It's finally cooling off, you know. She's sitting there, and I'm sort of running around trying to get things organized and do my little weirdness. Well, I need a charger, and then I've got to have...
You need all your stuff.
Well, I want to shave, I guess. Just, of course, we're going to be okay.
We'll be there for 2 days.
I'm doing that dumb stuff. And then she's in the backyard. Hey, come here. And I was like, I didn't see that. Hey, she yells. I'm like, oh, no. Yes. Come sit down with me.
It is hard for you to sit still.
This is nice.
It is. I actually encourage you to attempt to try to do that. You know, that's I do think it's a skill, the sitting still and enjoying something. I mean, you guys have worked very hard. You put a lot of work into that house already. And, yeah. You know, it's nice when you get a nice summer night that you can sit out there. And I can see why she called you out.
Yeah.
I can see also why you didn't want to go sit. You had stuff to do.
I don't want to. No. I never want to do that. Yeah. I don't like it.
It's just a... That's nice that you did that for your severely pregnant woman.
Right. You had trouble with that, didn't you? You wanted to say wife.
I did. I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, anyway.
Keeps wanting to be wife. She's practically your wife, Beyonce.
Well, that's the problem I have is this whole ceremony, which costs so much money, but we're already linked legally in as many possible
Does
ways
she
as
have
you could
the
be.
Wedding dream?
Not like I've had other, she, not the way it's
be
been presented
right.
to
she
me
need
by
to be
other
a
people.
And,
I had
right.
a woman who was, that was a, like such a focus with her that it, I realized I was interchangeable.
Right. You just were the person, we're fine. We seem good.
Yeah. That was a cold splash of water as I watched that sort of happening and was realizing, this isn't about me.
No. It's really not even about her.
In
it's
fact,
about the wedding.
Considering the condition, and because I was just drunk. I mean, this is when things were going bad. I was like, considering my condition, anyone in their right mind would be like, I'm not marrying that. You got to get your together before.
You're an idiot. Why would I marry you? You would marry me? You're no good.
I just, so
That's
anyway.
Really funny, actually, for the drunk guy to realize, like, hey,
this is doesn't...
I might just be an interchangeable piece of this puzzle.
I get it, though. You know what?
People do want to get
married.
How many
stories have we all heard where that sort of drive takes over and there's not really much rational thought happening?
Yeah. That is why it's important to have other things you're interested in.
Thank God he didn't have Twitter. That's all I got to say.
Why?
Because he might have tweeted something that he really regrets. And
oh,
that's
you
the
mean
thing
in my drinking
that,
days?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure.
And that's the thing that you can never erase.
You know what's so funny?
That's true, Human.
Thank you so much.
That at that time, when I started it, like, there's no doubt you do stuff when you've been drinking you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
For sure. I absolutely had broken I don't know how many phones when I realized I'm on a run and this can't, I cannot pick. So I just smash phone or throw it in the backyard.
Right. Just so that you couldn't.
Right.
And that's just the phone. I mean, imagine if you really weren't even into computers at that point. Like, can you imagine you with like Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter or even just Facebook in the days when you were in your downward spiral?
Were you on MySpace?
Eddie Ife's wife is the daughter of a former NFL player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You didn't know that?
I've heard that.
Yeah, some famous guy.
What?
Well, they say her dad is Dennis Franks of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, Lauren Franks. That's who he married.
That's her name. So is she rich then? Or does she just
a
stock?
Listen,
she can ask daddy for money when she
I'm
needs
pretty
it.
Sure they didn't buy that gigantic house in Malibu on his, you know, stand-up comedy salary.
Well, he does okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay.
Well, a house in Malibu, I mean.
He had a really great house in Venice.
Well, yeah, but he got it before all the Google people started moving in. Like, he got it when it was pretty crappy
so
down there.
Well, so he must have made a profit on it.
I think he was renting it.
That's too bad.
I had a key to that place.
It looks like he...
At one point.
To hang out and be friends.
It looks like he only played for 3 years at a time when they weren't paid a ton of dough, but he must have done other stuff since then.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I saw a really...
So we couldn't get a hold of him, huh?
No, we tried. I texted him, too. He's got to be sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6 a.m, and if he's on his fire festival, and, you know, he was firing it up.
I think it's Bingle Fest.
I know, but...
Fire Fest was
I can't help
scam
but
that ripped people
right, exactly.
off.
That's exactly why I'm calling it Firefest.
You should have called it. You should have called it Firefest 2.
Right.
Bingle Fest.
Firefest 2 in the woods. Bingle Fest. Yeah. Yeah, in the treehouse. Fire in the treehouse. Uh-oh. Oh, well, anyway.
Hey, I saw a real interesting documentary that I'm going to talk about in a few months.
What?
But it's a
the
documentary.
Hell did you just say?
I saw an interesting documentary.
Are you teasing? Are you giving us a months long tease?
For a documentary?
This one might be 3 months out.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, what is it?
What's it about?
Eating animals. About how they treat the animals.
I will not watch that.
I know you
won't.
There is
no way.
No, it's not important.
It.
I already know, and it's terrible, and it breaks my heart.
He tries to be a vegetarian.
Open some darn vegetarian restaurants around so I don't have to. Every time I turn around, I'm like, man, I'm starving.
I'm doing research on the Bingle Fest.
Yeah.
Firefest 2, you mean?
Firefest 2. I'm not sure if this is accurate, but it says the event is canceled. It's supposed to be this Friday, July 13th to the 15th.
Oh.
I don't know, though. I mean, this is on ticketsbeerfest.com.
Event's canceled.
Well,
that's probably for the best.
Yeah, July 13th to 15th?
Yes.
Is that what you have?
Mm-hmm, that's what I have here, but it says event is canceled.
Mountain View, Monroe, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's canceled.
Live podcast, fireworks,
nope.
Slip and slides.
Nope. Oh,
it's canceled.
Ah,
you're saying it's canceled.
Yeah, well, this website says it's canceled. This is where you normally buy tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's for the best. That is probably what did not seem well organized. Plus the slip and slide thing, you know, do they have insurance for that? People get hurt on slip and slides all the time.
Oh, look at that.
What is it?
Well, he's written something to his wife, but her handle on Facebook is Lauren Franks,
yeah,
which is the footballer's.
She's a jewelry maker. I think her jewelry line is called Lauren Franks. Mm-hmm.
She's a Renaissance woman. She does it all.
Yeah.
So she didn't change her name.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. That does seem like a weird thing. Like
what?
Well, I imagine a lot of women who are getting married think, so I got to get a new email and I got to get a new ID. And I'm going to change my name. And everyone who knows me is going to go, who's that?
It's a giant pain in the ass.
And so...
It was a giant pain in the ass before I had to get a new email and all the other
stuff.
Yeah,
now there's like
now
a million
sure
more things
ridiculous.
You got to change.
Yeah.
Huh.
It sucks.
Why marry then?
Well, I know, right? Good question. Am I supposed to keep you guys on time, or what are we
oh,
supposed
right.
to do?
Oh, right, yeah, we're late.
Yeah, no, you should. If you're playing the role of Yuzette,
I'm not. I'm just, you know.
You need to cattle prod us into line here.
I'm like Firefly number two.
What?
I don't
think Firefest.
Flap-a-flap. I got it. KLLC, KLLC. Go play that a lot today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over and over.
I'm really into that.
Flap-a-flap-a-flap-a-form.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Today's a big day. Live Secret Show, live broadcast tomorrow up in Sonoma. Feel free to join us. A little breakfast at the Fairmont. We'll be right back with the Celebrity Trash.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.